Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Art Committee member Carol Ray about the library's collaborative photo fest with Art Domestique Gallery.
This is the first time we've done what we call Photo Fest at the library, and it's based on the Author Fest that we've done twice now. We have a new, we've had an art committee for a long time, but the one we have now is really digging in and really getting into exhibitions and other things. And so during our meetings, we talked, and because we have the gallery director from Art Domestique on the committee, and because we have collaborated before with them, we thought, well, why not? When Art Domestique has their photo show, we will expand it into the library. So we have six artists who have their work up already, and that will be available, of course, all month. And then at the end of the month, Saturday, January 27th, these six people will be there, and each one will have a half-hour period to do a talk about their work and answer questions. So it should be an interesting morning. And I know we're going to have some really good coffee cake. We're excited. We have Janisa Harris, who a lot of people know from the library, and Mike York, who has been in Washington for many years. And some people might know him because he often has his photographs and cards that he makes from them for sale at the farmers market. We have Linda Sokup, who is a retired music teacher. I think a lot of people know Linda and her wonderful voice. And she has been doing wonderful photographs, mostly in her backyard, documenting the animals that are there and the plants. They're beautiful. Theron Keith is someone I really don't know, but he's more of a professional photographer. Linda Drish is a local woman, and a lot of people know her as someone who takes senior pictures, among other things, but she photographs a lot of different subjects, and you'll see that, you know, in the work in the library. And then Sally Hart, who a lot of people know from KCII, and she photographs people, once again, like Linda, but, you know, just sort of more casual, and just she really has a nice quality to her photographs, and I was the one that asked her to be in it because I thought people should know, you know, how wonderful her work is. So I am a retired high school art teacher. I taught in St. Louis area and then up in St. Paul, Minnesota. And one of the things I love the best is putting up exhibits of people's work. So I have really enjoyed being able to do this at the library and to get people in, you know, and help them put up their exhibits, or I'll put it up for them if they want. And I'm bringing this up partly because the library has a really unique and wonderful and valuable art collection. That a lot of people just sort of, they've seen some of these pieces so often that they take them for granted.
And I always look forward on the library calendar. It's the first of every month. There's a new temporary gallery display, and I'm always so curious to see what that's going to be. It's always so interesting because it's always changing and evolving, which I don't think people realize. The library does that. It's not just the library. There's lots of information and lots of evolving things, including artwork.
Yes, like right now in the foyer we have Charlie Thompson's model tractors, where he has, you know, close duplicates of 14 different historic tractors, and some of them have as many as 11 moving parts, and they're just wonderful. But I'm glad to know that you pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Because, and it has been, you know, every month there's something new, mm-hmm. and it's just... you know, it's another aspect to life, and it's all kinds of people, you know. It's not just professionals by far. It's a lot of local people and friends of local people, and some people still call it, we have a gallery that is, actually was built to be a gallery. It's called the Helen Wilson Gallery, after one of the longtime library board members, and it has the most wonderful wall. You can put little skinny nails in just with your finger. You don't need a hammer or anything, and it's got wonderful track lighting, and people still call it the hallway, but it really is the Wilson Gallery. So,
yeah, very good. Yes. Yeah, so there's always something to look forward to at the library. Like I say, I look every month, like what the first of the month, what's it going to be this month? Thank you so much for coming in and talking to me about the Photo Fest and upcoming events with the library.
Oh, my pleasure. Truly, thank you.
That was Carol Ray joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about Photo Fest. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.